You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
It's actually a job. It's a job in and of itself to get laid, just to have sex. Let's call a spade here. It is a lot of work, but you have to make it a priority like anything in your life. The difference he made for me is he really got me to change my mind about younger guys. And this is why I never say never. Sort of running my fuck life like I would my business. And so people that are flaky, people that are wishy-washy, boom, they're out.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Glad to have you here. Well, first of all, I need to make an apology. Normally, I put out a podcast on Tuesdays. I missed Tuesday. I have been super, super busy working on my Patreon. I've got some really exciting interviews lined up, two that I'm recording, one tomorrow and one on Friday. Super excited to get those out to you. The first one's going to come out this coming Saturday and the next one the following Saturday. I think I've given you little hints. The first interview that comes out this Saturday is with an actual prostitute. Yes, she's a sex worker. I use the word prostitute because she calls herself the pesky prostitute. I love her attitude. I love her vibe. I love her social media. I love what she's saying about her job. It's a job for her. And I'm so excited to have her. I can't wait for you guys to find out more. That'll be coming this Saturday. And then also, like I've told you, the original person, the woman that inspired me, the Curious Girl, to become the Curious Girl, is going to be on my show. Yes. I mean, I'm fangirling out. I'm trying not to lose my mind, but I'm super excited. And quite frankly, I think she's probably what I would consider just one of the most well-known sex bloggers on the planet. Her body of work is astronomical. She's written books. She's been written about in magazines. She's got press up the wazoo. So I'm super excited to have her. And like I said, all those years ago, she's the one that gave me the idea, the inspiration to do this whole sexual road trip, sexploring, become the Curious Girl, you know, have my bucket list. And this is where it all came from. So really, really excited to have her. And she'll be on not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday. So really looking forward to all that. I want to give a big shout out to BBAT, the last month's winner of the iPad giveaway. Thank you so, so much. And it's funny because I know who that person is. I mean, I don't personally know who she is, but she's been a fan of the show and following along, and she's written in plenty of times. She's been on Q&As, and I kept going, why does this handle look familiar? If you guys remember me saying that in the last podcast, I was just like, I'm missing something here. Why does this look familiar? Well, it was familiar for a reason. Duh. Jeez, I know. Sometimes I have I just have brain fade. Anyway, I've sent her iPad. It's in the mail. It's en route. She's supposed to get it tomorrow. I'm super excited for her. Thank you guys, everybody that entered. It means so much to me. And it's really exciting for me to be able to give away something. I feel like, oh my gosh. I mean, I couldn't, but when she won and then I actually bought it and sent it, I was just like, holy shit, this is real. I had a contest and I'm giving away the reward for it. Very exciting for me. So exciting, guys. I'm doing it again this month. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. But I'm sweetening the pot. Yes, I'm going to sweeten the pot. So here's the deal. Same kind of rules apply. You've got it. It's only through iTunes and it can't be an old review. It has to be a new review. Sorry. So leave a new review in iTunes, take a snapshot of it, and email it to me, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and you'll be entered. Simple as that. Now, this month, the prize is an iPad and a 30-minute phone call with me. We could do a video call or just a phone call, whichever you prefer. So you actually get to see me. Yes, you can see me. You cannot record the call, but you get to see me. So we'll do a video call and we can chat about whatever you want. No subject is off limits. So if you've ever wanted to talk to me one-on-one, now is your chance. All right. So I hope that sweetens the deal. So all entries are due by the end of the month. I guess whenever iTunes rolls over, I'm assuming since they're in California, midnight California time when the day changes to the next day. So by the end of this month, which I believe there's 31 days in this month. Yes, there are, because I'm masturbating for 31 days. Yes. So send those in, guys. I really look forward to expanding what we did last month. It was everything that came in was fabulous. I guess the other twist to this month's new contest is I'm going to personally pick the review. So leave a good one. Whatever review is my favorite. And I felt like, you know, you can talk about an episode that you really liked, however you want to put it, or just that you like the show and you've been following. Make it a good one and I will.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Pick you. Okay, let's talk about my masturbating before we get into this throwback episode. I have been week one down. I'm kind of a midweek here in week two of my masturbating. The first week was a bit of a hodgepodge. I just kind of went for it. I did toys. I did some manual and I didn't watch any porn. I was all just in my head. And I kind of did some fantasizing and, you know, I think I mentioned that on the last podcast. Now, this week, I said I was going to rock it old school, but you know what? My new toys came. So they're being charged. I'm using them. I've watched a little porn. Yesterday, I had to go for three. It was one of those days where a lot of times if I masturbate, it's great. But it doesn't just satisfy me. It's, what do they call it? Is it like a Snickers bar? You can't eat just one? I don't know. Or a Klondike bar? I'm getting all of my marketing and advertising jumbled up. I don't know. Whoever had that slogan, you can't eat just one. It's kind of like that. You can't just, some days where the minute I get going with them, I'm horny. I'm throbbing and pulsing down there. And I just have to keep scratching that itch. So yesterday I had to masturbate three times. I'm not going to take it as I bumped ahead 3 days. No, no, no. If I do bonus rounds, that's just good for me. The minimum I have to do is at least one every day. So I've been sticking to that. I'm definitely more horny and sexual. It's definitely, it does. It primes the pump, guys. I'm just proving the theory. I'm using myself. I'm experimenting on myself for your benefit. That's how much I love you guys. I'm willing to put my body through weird sexual things just so that you get the knowledge and the takeaway. I hope other people are joining along with me. I would love to hear if you are, but so here's the other weird thing. I have all of my toys are lined like, now here's the problem. As toys have evolved, everything has a fucking charger and has to be charged. Quite frankly, I think I still prefer battery operated. This is inconvenient. You know, everything has to be charged. Do you know I've got like, I'm not even going to tell you how many iPads I have. They're all lined up on the charger, charging station, boom, boom, boom. And now I need like a sex toy charging station totally devoted to sex toys. And where do you put that? You know, do you hide it in the bathroom, on the sink? You know, right now they're lined up on my bedroom floor by my nightstand. I mean, this is tacky. Somebody needs to invent something, please. It's a sex toy charging station that's discreet. And please, when you make it, don't forget who gave you the idea. I'd love a little kickback. Thank you very much. Maybe I'll make it. Oh, I'm documenting my idea right here, right now. Okay. Anyway, without further ado, this is a throwback from year one. This is actually episode 4. Very interesting. You know what I love? I love knowing that I'm consistent. I love hearing that I pretty much stayed the same. So I would say I'm 85% still on, right on target, right where I was. My sentiments are the same from where I started to now, which is nice. So a lot of, you know, that just proves that I know myself pretty well. But anyway, give it a listen. And then when it's done, I will wrap it up with my thoughts.
So it's the 100-day recap. And I can't believe it's already been that long. It's been, a lot has happened. It's been a lot of fun, very exciting. I want to just kind of, you know, I thought it'd be interesting to just start with what the genesis of all this crazy sexual exploration was. And how it really started was prior to this, the beginning of this year, actually, I made some changes. I just kind of took a look at my life and my priorities, and it's always been so work focused. It's really easy for me to get lost in that because it's what I do. I love it. I'm good at it. And sometimes I hide behind it. So I just become really focused on all of that. And I just decided, hey, you know what? I'm actually just going to flip my priorities around and make work. It's absolutely still a focus, but I'm going to put friends and family and experiences ahead of that. And so as I started to do that, I started to make it a priority to get together with friends and family. And you know, when you're always saying with your friends, like, oh, we're going to get together. We should get together. Well, I literally got together with everybody multiple times. I would go to their house. I would spend the night. As an adult, I'm having sleepovers with my friends. It was a blast. We had so much fun. We did more things. We went out. We took vacations, went places. So through that process, I got, you know, obviously it gives you more time for kind of opening your eyes to like how everybody else is living. All the normal people are living and actually fucking living their lives instead of, you know, just work like I tend to do. And just through the natural course of it, it was not purposeful, but I did call that my year of love. And it wasn't about physical love, actually, or romantic love. It was about just making myself a priority. So out of that, what happened was I just started to see, as I'm paying attention and I'm becoming more involved with my friends and their lives and seeing their relationships and how they interact with their significant others, whether they're dating, whatever that is, you know, I'm realizing, hey, I'm missing something here. And not to mention, I haven't been fucking touched in 3.5 years. So something just shifted in me. And I just, literally, I just thought, what the fuck? That's it. I'm closing the chapter on that. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm moving in a new direction. And I'm going to go. And there's some things I want to explore sexually. And now's the time to do it. And I'm going to make it happen. So about, you know, the end Q4 of this year, September 1st, let's say, is when I started going down that road. And so we're roughly, you know, roughly plus or minus 100 days into it. And it's been interesting. And you're reading about some of that too. And I still don't have everything updated as far as the blog. So if you're following the blog, keep checking back because it's going to be updated. Hopefully I can push myself to get all that done in a week. And just so you know, if you're noticing the dates on things, they're not synonymous with obviously with the date that this really happened. Otherwise I'd be a fucking superstar here and I'd be getting late all the time. It doesn't quite work like that. It's actually a job. It's a job in and of itself to get laid, just to have sex. Let's call a spade here. It is a lot of work, but you have to make it a priority like anything in your life. And I'm starting to refocus and reorganize my priorities, and sex is now, you know, back on the radar. It's at the, it's very important. So I expect moving forward, it'll stay that way. I hope I never let myself do a 3.5 year or anything like that. That's just, it's wrong. It's wrong. Nobody should allow themselves to shut off that side of themselves for as long as I did. It's completely ridiculous. I'm glad it's over. So the guys that I've met along the way have been really, really interesting. Obviously, you know, there's behind the guys that I have posted here, there's a lot more, because some of them never, you know, there's a lot of talking. There's a lot of, is there chemistry? I don't know, you know, blah, 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 schedules matching up. So it doesn't always work out. And there's been several more guys that I found extremely interesting. They may come back around. There's prospects right now that, you know, I certainly hope that I get to explore with. And right now I'm really focused on checking off that bucket list. And there's a lot of fun things I want to do right away. And, there's only so many hours in the day, and I do have to work and have a, you know, a normal life, but I'm looking forward to, you know, getting all that done. So let's see, I'm just kind of looking at the guys here. So some of them are still around and some of them are not around. Some of them have moved more into the friendship zone. You know, HJ is an amazing guy. I want to be best friends with that guy. We have the best conversations. I can't say enough about him. Not only is he sexy, hot, and amazing lover, you know, unfortunately, we just don't live close. And so we're sort of geographically undesirable for each other. But what an amazing guy, truly. And some of the conversations that we had really, you know, opened my eyes and have changed my perspective on a lot of stuff. And that's kind of what's been really interesting for me, is as I'm going through this process, you know, it's a lot, there's a lot of self-discovery. There's a lot of stuff that comes up, a lot of emotional stuff, and having good sounding boards, not just connecting physically, which is fun, with people, but also, you know, on a deeper friendship level has been a real a blessing, you know, just a genuine blessing. And for the most part, you know, there haven't been a lot of bad, you know, guys that I just, you know, that I thought were bad guys, or, you know, everybody's been pretty good. So, you know, I guess I'm screening well or picking well, or, you know, water seeks its own level. I don't know, but I've been very lucky in that respect. Let's see. So the guys that aren't really around anymore. So Burner and Whiskey and TJ. So of those guys, those were just more, you know, one-offs. And, you know, for various reasons, you know, they don't end up one-offs or two-offs, whatever you want to call them. And for various reasons, they don't end up working out. But not because anybody's, you know, a jerk or anything like that. It's just kind of like, you know, it's just the way it is. You don't fully click and mesh with everybody. But all good guys had fun. And if one of them, you know, hit me up and said, hey, you want to get together? I probably would. Yeah, I'd probably be like, yeah, dang, I'm good to go. Let's do it. The one guy that I definitely miss or hope, you know, I can see again is TJ. And I have to thank him, because he definitely, the difference he made for me is he really got me to change my mind about younger guys. And this is why I never say never. At this point in my life, I never say never. I say it's probably not going to happen. It's, you know, right now, I don't see it that way, whatever. But boy, you know, when I started this, I was adamant. No younger guys. No, 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 no. And then a couple crept in there. And this TJ, boy, he just rocked my fucking world. Oh my God. I mean, I can still, like, after that experience, when I was in the car driving home, I mean, I was like laughing. I kept saying, oh my God. Oh my God. I was laughing. I was smiling. I was giddy. I mean, it was fun. It was super fun. And I talked to some of my girlfriends about it, and they were just like, oh yeah, those younger guys, they can cut diamonds. And I'm like, hello, why were you holding out on me? Somebody should have fucking told me this. now that you guys know what I'm doing, I came clean with some of my girlfriends. We went out to dinner and I just said, look, here's what I'm doing. And they were just, we were cracking up about it. But oh yeah, they love younger guys. And I, you know, I'm like, hello, this is me over, you know, over in my own little world and just not paying attention, working nose to the grindstone, and it's kind of life passing me by. So that's over. But definitely those are the guys that, you know, have sort of faded into the background. Titanic, he's interesting. I have to be careful on this one. That's just one of those scenarios where you have all the right chemistry with the wrong person. And we have kind of gone off and on and off and on and just recently on, and now it's probably off. You know, it's almost like reliving like a high school experience. I don't know how else to put it. Sometimes I kind of question myself and say, holy shit, get a grip. You're 43 years old. You don't really want or need that type of back and forth. It certainly doesn't do it for you. So, you know, I mean, just close the door on it. I'm not sure why I haven't totally closed the door on it. That's going to be interesting. That maybe, you know, the next 100-day update will shed some light on that. But, you know, he's lingering. So we'll see how that goes. YW is still around. Really fun guy. I've shied away from having any more sexual experiences with him. And it's more now of a friendship. But we do talk a lot. And there's a lot of flirtation. And I don't know. That one I'm on the fence on. It could certainly be a great friends with benefits type of scenario. That ideally that's, you know, I'm looking to have that, those spots filled, you know, I mean, it's really the fun stuff. Then you can do some of this stuff with partners and explore and go, you know, knock your bucket list off with them together. But I'm not sure. Yeah. Again, that's another one. He's super sweet. I mean, I love talking to him. He cracks me up. He makes me laugh. Definitely. Generous lover, wants to please. I just don't know about that one. Let's see here. Okay, my personal favorite, Clark. It's hard for me to talk about him because this is somebody that I met who I'm extremely physically attracted to. I mean, it's a 10 on the sexual, I can't fucking stop wanting to fuck you kind of thoughts. and physically, my physical perfect, well, my physical perfection is. But there's another layer to that, which is really personal, a deep, deep friendship and connection. And there's just so much more to it. And finding a friends with benefits scenario, it's a really unique person that can fill that role. This has to be somebody that you are physically attracted to, highly physically attracted to. You have good chemistry. You have good sex. You can have good, I mean, there's a friendship there. You have, you know, you can talk about stuff. I mean, you genuinely have, you know, a care for that person, but you're not, you don't want anything beyond that. You're not jealous in any way of what they do and who they do it with when you're not around. In fact, it's fun to talk about. It's fun to share that stuff. I don't feel that way about Clark. Like, he likes me to tell him what I'm doing and it bothers him, but that's kind of part of his, you know, what he likes. He likes to hear about it and feel bad about it. And that, you know, that's his thing. I don't share that sentiment and I don't really want to know. So it's not that I would fall to pieces. I just don't, you know, it's just, I just prefer not to hear about it, anything. So yeah, that's interesting. Like I said, we'll see how that unrolls. Now those are the guys that we know about. There's a few on the periphery right now that are very interesting, really hot, super sexy. I'm hoping to, you know, have some adventures with them and see where it goes. As I'm moving forward at this point, what I'm really zeroing in on is, which I wasn't really in the beginning, even though I knew I wanted I wanted to find some really good friends with benefits and just lock it in. You know, it's like if you want to have sex on the regular, you got to identify those people and you got to put them on the calendar. I mean, listen, people, this is like a fucking business. You got to run it like a business. You have to get your fucking priorities straight. My priorities are for fucking, about fucking right now. It's on the priority list. So I know what it takes to have something happen and regularly and systematically. And, you know, I'm sort of running my fuck life like I would my business. And so people that are flaky, people that are wishy-washy, boom, they're out. I don't have a problem with that. So I'm developing that system, I guess, if you will. And I have been developing that system within this first 100 days. And it's becoming very clear to me. I'm like, oh, hey, I kind of got to put my business hat back on a little bit, apply some business sense and savvy to this goal here of mine to make it happen. Because it's the same principles apply here as with any goal and making it happen. So I'm approaching it a little bit differently now. And I'm definitely, you know, making it clear to people that, hey, I want a friends with benefits thing. If you're wishy-washy, you're on the fence, or you just think you want a one-off, that's great. But that's not what I'm looking for. So that's been happening. That is happening. And interesting. So the other side of this, and I mentioned this in on the blog site there when I was kind of just talking about when I started off on this journey, just a complete blank slate. I knew that this would bring up emotions and weird shit. And it has, you know, and there's been some times where it does feel a little, I guess lonely would be a good word. You know, because you're not, again, the goal here is, you know, not to connect with anybody. And I do tend to be very well designed for the friends with benefits scenario. I always have been. It's, you know, typically for me in my past relationships, I've been like the man, you know, I mean, not just in the, or I'm kind of wired like the man in the sense that I don't get super attached. Now, that's not to say that I don't meet some extraordinary people that does start to happen. I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, I would say would definitely put Clark in that category, but where I don't really have any walls up with him. I just don't feel the need to. It's like, he's just very comforting. But for the rest of this, you know, to work, I need to be, it's not about falling in love. It's not about having a boyfriend. It's about finding that, again, the friends with benefits, those are kind of like unicorns. You know, I mean, they're hard to find. It's a unique person you can have that dynamic with. So getting, you know, going through all this does, you know, bring up all your, you know, for me anyway, it's bringing up all this stuff, you know, all these, you know, feelings and, you know, kind of, you know, I was having feelings with Titanic and definitely there's a lot going on there. It's a back and forth and it's not a friends with benefits type of scenario because it's definitely a stronger connection than that. Whether it's a good one or not, you know, I say not, that's a different story. But so I've had to kind of deal with the stuff that's coming up as I go along. And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, sometimes it kind of bums me out. It's kind of like, I say to myself, like, okay, it begs the question, do I really have it in me to do this? Do I want to be this person, you know, do I want to tap into the side of me that has to be so closed off in my, you know, emotionally to make this happen? And I don't know. I don't have the answer to that right now, but it definitely is whirling around in there. It's in the mix of what's going on. So it's just such a fascinating thing. The way people think about sex and their priorities about sex and the lengths they'll go to have sex and their hangups, or, you know, I see people's hangups. I see people that are completely free and open. And I just go, fucking A, right on. I mean, I hope to be like that. I hope this journey, I'm so curious about where I'll end up. Where am I going to be at the end of this? Will I ever be the same in a relationship? Will I go back to a one-on-one? Is that possible? Will I want that? Will I want it to be vanilla? You know, I mean, I don't know. You know, how is what I'm doing right now changing my sexual course? The, you know, for who I'm going to be at the end of this, I don't know. But I'm excited to find out, and I have a feeling that it's going to be. I'll take all of this. I will take it all away. The good stuff, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's definitely going to be an overall good experience. That's what I believe and I can see at this point. So that's pretty much it. I think, I really enjoy the guys and they're also interesting and unique. Yeah, and people are a trip. So hopefully I'll start meeting some cool couples. I haven't quite ventured into that. I'd really love to, meet. That's on my bucket list. I'll get with a couple. And that could be with the, I was thinking about having a couple with the female scenario. So, and maybe I'd be their third, maybe I'd end up being their third that gets to, play around with them more often and be with them. And who knows? I mean, again, there's a lot of possibilities. I'm really looking forward to what's to come. That's the recap on this past 100 days. So I'm looking forward to getting everything updated as far as all of the experiences so far with the guys, because some of them, I've only posted one experience and there's been several. But again, if you have any questions, you can reach me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.
All right, guys. So what did you think? It's always interesting to me when as I've been going back and listening to this stuff, because I'm putting together, additional content and outtakes for the Patreon group, kind of the story behind the story. It's so fascinating to have documented all this. I'm really glad I did. I can't tell you how interesting it's been to just go back and hear myself. And then even when I'm talking about stuff, like I mentioned a guy, HJ, and I was like, who the fuck is HJ? HJ, I mean, literally. And then I went, it took me a second. I'm like, oh yeah, of course I know who HJ is. I just forgot that was the nickname I gave him because he looked like Hugh Jackman. So I called him HJ. I mean, it's just, but I haven't been with that guy in a long time, right? So it's a little bit funny in a weird way that, my phone is littered with first names, my contacts, male first names. And that sometimes I can't remember, I have to jog my own memory like, oh yeah, that's right. Okay, wait. Oh yeah, no, I did sleep with that guy. That's right. I did do that. I have had that experience. Literally at this point, some of the stuff I've sort of gotten a little fuzzy on. So I shouldn't be admitting that. Maybe I need to bone up on my ginkgo biloba or whatever that helps with memory, but it's quite interesting. The other thing I love is to hear myself really, really in that business mode, that business mindset. And how I am, I mean, I was serious about this shit. I was treating it like a job and I did. And you know what? I was a machine and that's what it took. And what I can tell you now is it's good for me to hear that because as serious and machine-like as I can be, I get lax. And I don't mind admitting that, as I got, as time went on and I settled in with certain people and was having relationships, I got lax because I wanted to, because I was really into somebody or just having just a few people. And I wasn't so much about the numbers and I wasn't as serious as I was, as you hear in this episode about me, being all about no feelings and, just having friends with benefits and it can't go any farther than that. It's funny to hear myself in these different phases because I'm not there anymore. I'm not there. And one of the things that runs through my mind and that I consider is, do I need to go back to that? Is that more productive? If I were to try to teach a course in this and help somebody mimic what I've done efficiently, with efficiency, how would I teach it? What I would probably tell them, like, yes, I mean, you got to do it this way. It's systematic and you got to be a little mechanical about it. And for women, I think that's hard. I think I have a better, since I just have a little bit more masculine energy and I'm more in touch with my male practicality. I don't even, I'm not putting women down at all. I'm a female, but I'm just saying like there's certain characteristics that you can do really well with this as a woman if you can master and hone that turning it down switch where you're turning down the, I'm looking for the one-on-one. It has to be this way. I'm looking for a relationship. If you can filter some of that out, you still find this great space where you can meet guys, have a good time, but be a little bit more the master of your own feelings and less about them. And for me, that's what it took in the beginning to be successful at this and to accomplish my goals. And you're hearing me say goals and, you know, it's a business and you got to treat it like that. And, you know, like a task. I'm like the dating taskmaster. So anyway, I crack myself up. I always want you guys to know one thing is that even when I think I'm taking myself seriously, or it seems like I'm taking myself seriously, I never really do take myself that seriously. I'm always open to the fact that other people, there's other ways to do it. There's a zillion different ways to skin a cat. I'm just always trying to find what's the most effective and the most efficient for myself, whether it's dating, whether it's business, whether it's exercise, time management, whatever. That's just kind of how I'm wired. So just go with it. You don't have to send me any emails or comments saying, you know, I need to lighten up or whatever. I have a good balance. I really, really do. So I think that the longevity of this show and everything that I've put out there kind of proves that. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed it. Did you like that reference to TJ? He's really the one that started the, he did, he started me on the younger guys. And he also, at the time I was just thinking, you know, he had fizzled out. I'm like, I don't think I'll see him anymore, but you know, he kept popping back on the radar and he pops back on the radar from time to time. As you guys well know, he popped back on about a month ago. So it's kind of interesting just how all this stuff has played out. I hope you guys are enjoying the ride and you appreciate the throwbacks. I'm tickled with them, as you can tell. So, all right, guys. Well, I hope you're having a good week. Mwah. Love everybody. Stay healthy. Stay safe. Remember, sex is important. Make it a priority, please. At least if you're not having sex with other people, you should be having sex with yourself this month. Join me for March Masturbation Madness Month. It's very fun. It's not too late. You don't have to go a whole month, or you can push it into next month. You can do 30 days. You can start that challenge anytime you want. All right, guys. Well, I'm excited to have you guys hear me again for this Saturday and my wonderful interview with the pesky prostitute. All right. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.